Holmes, and I'm the librarian for the North West Ambulance Service. And this is my short contribution to the Festival of Learning. And the topic of this little talk is about MOOCs, or Massive Online Open Courses. I came across MOOCs on social networks like Twitter and LinkedIn. People were talking about them. It seemed like the next new thing. And it came at a time when I was thinking about how I would address my kind of CPD needs and upgrade my knowledge about technology and networks and so on, as it was kind of gracefully fading away. So, to address both those problems, I enrolled on a MOOC on a platform called Coursera, and the MOOC was called Network Life, and it was from the University of Pennsylvania. In fact, it was simply a series of PowerPoint slides and quizzes with a narration from a very eminent professor at the University of Pennsylvania. And it sounds quite dull, but in fact it's absolutely compelling. I learned an awful lot about networks and network theory and how it interacts with the internet and in general how social networks work as networks. The second course I took was called Understanding Media by Understanding Google. It was from Northwestern University in America, and slightly different. It was quite interactive, it was quite demanding, lots of discussion, lots of activities, lots of reading. And it was essentially about how Google works and how it uses our information to make money, how it markets to us, and how it tracks us on the web. I learned an awful lot about my personal understanding of the web and how I use it every day and how it affects how Google reacts to me. And I learned a lot about the web from the point of view of continuing professional development. I use it all the time in my work. The third course I took was called E-Learning and Digital Cultures. That was also from Coursera, and it was delivered by the University of Edinburgh. And the kind of sort of theory behind it was cultural theory, media theory. And it's taught in a kind of discursive style. There's no right or wrong answers. You're just really encouraged to think using new ideas about technology and how we interact with technology. Very challenging, very thought-provoking. And it really kind of changed my way of thinking about how online courses can work and how they can teach people. The great thing about MOOCs is you can fit them in around other things. So they run for about 6 weeks. You can start one, and if you've got 4 hours a week spread over 7 days, you can usually fit in the MOOC and the activities that go with it quite easily in the evening or a morning, or if you're traveling, maybe you can just do it using your mobile phone and a set of headphones. A great way to access really good expertise, top professors, top thinking about subjects. They're free, of course, which helps, and they're voluntary. So if you want to stop them, you can. I've cancelled two. One, I just didn't have time to finish it, and the other was just very, very dull, and I couldn't be bothered to go on with it. Most of the MOOCs I've taken have been work-related, and I think I'll probably continue to do that. Great thing is they've kind of filled in the gaps in my thinking and kind of refresh the way I look at the work and look at the tools that I use. I feel confident actually that now I've got access to MOOCs and I understand them and can use them. But I've got tools really that help me to keep up and catch up and keep learning. Anyway, I hope that you too will find MOOCs useful and interesting, and there is some information on the Learning and Development website about how to find a MOOC. Thanks. Bye.